On a drunken dare after too many kamikazes, Channing Kincaid found herself standing on a shellacked bar top, while a bartender named Moose sprayed her chest with ice-cold beer.
Contestant number four, strut your stuff, baby.
Channing thrust out her enormous rack, hardened nipples leading the charge. She completely overshadowed the other contestants. She grinned saucily. It was the first time since her 13th birthday she hadn't been ashamed of her large breasts. Amidst catcalls and wolf whistles, she sexed it up, shimmying her hips, stretching on tiptoe to force the tight t-shirt higher up her flat belly. Widening her stance, she spun on her boot heels, bent over, and grabbed her ankles, jiggling her ass and her boobs. The crowd of men went absolutely wild. The tease paid off when Moose announced she'd won the Golden Knockers trophy and $100.
Yeehaw!
She yelled and jumped from the bar. Never in a million years would anyone she grew up with believe Channing would enter a wet t-shirt contest, let alone win first place. A tiny chorus of Toby Keith's "How Do You Like Me Now?" broke out inside her head, and she smirked. After receiving congratulations from admiring cowboys on the circuit and a few frat brats, she poured a fresh kamikaze in the trophy cup. She toasted herself in the cracked mirror behind the bar and liked what she saw. She glanced around, half afraid she'd see Jared storming toward her, intent on spoiling her fun by dragging her off to celebrate her victory in private. The man was seriously antisocial, and damn it, she was having fun for a change. The Western bar was jam-packed. Jared hated crowds, but he hated leaving her alone in a crowd, especially a group of horny, drunken men. Where could he have gone? Did she really care? Sweet, warm breath tickled her ear.
Looking for someone, darling?
Channing tilted her head. Colby McKay, king of the rodeo circuit, stared down at her. From far away, he looked a total package. Up close, he was simply stunning. Icy blue eyes, dark chestnut hair, and chiseled features that weren't typical rugged cowboy, but rather brought to mind the image of a brooding poet. His toned body spoke of his athletic prowess with horses and bulls. His thickly muscled arms and big, calloused hands spoke of his skill with ropes.
Mm-mm. He was yummy, and he knew it. He also was aware he made her skittish as a new colt.